Hi, my name is Maura Clark, and you're listening to The Salt Show.
Dublin City FM, Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan. Of 3.2 Dublin City FM, The Sod Show with Peter Donegan and me, Brian Green, and Katrina Redmond on the blogs. Good afternoon, you're very welcome. Today we're back in Waterford at the WIT. Peter will be speaking with Moira Clark, brought to you in association with greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and for garden. Check them out at www.greensacks.ie. Check them out in the supermarket where you can put greensacks in your trolley. I said we were in Waterford. Let's get straight to it. Here's Peter.
In my company is Maura Clark. Maura, you are a student in WIT, horticulture.
I am indeed.
You're not the first student we have had on the show. Can I ask you, how did you end up on the Sod Show? Do you want to explain to people what happened?
I was roped into it, basically. I told Cara this was so far outside my comfort zone that, yeah, no, it was just... I was scared and she said, put her name down, Paul, she'll do it. So here I am.
Okay, so the names that Maura's referring to is Cara Daly, who is your lecturer, your course leader, and Paul Smith, who is the young pup of Waterford Institute, but he is also the Irish representative, there might be a better word for that, for the new movement of the Young Horts. They are at Young Horts, as it sounds, on the Twitter machine, if you want to go and say hello to them. It's easier to say this to lads than it is to girls, but you don't need to tell me your age, but is it fair to say you are a very good-looking woman, as a by the way, for those in Radio Land? But in the context of telling the story... Easy with me, ladies. Easy. I've four sisters. I'm very well aware. I know how to do this. I think I remember how to do it. Do you want to tell people what age you are? Is that a fair suggestion? Is that okay?
No, I don't. Like any other woman, you don't ask a woman what age she is. Let's pretend I'm 10.
Okay. You're out of secondary school a while, just to paint a picture. Is that a fair comment? Is that okay?
That's a fair comment. I'm a mature student.
Okay, right. So now that I've got myself out of that hole, I am now moving on to the next one. And I genuinely apologise. It's more, there's giggles here, that's a good thing. But it's more for those in Radioland who are listening and wondering why the Sod Show has gone on the road to Waterford again to talk to Maura, to talk about mature students and why horticulture. And it is the question that makes me, as an individual, scratch my head, and hence why I'm asking the questions, because I don't know why on God's earth you would want to jack in the job, jack in the kids, you know, leave the husband, sell the house, move to Australia. And equally, the way you see it on the television program, and then equally, I don't understand why I would want to jack in the horticulture thing, which is the only thing I can think of that's an equivalent, and go and study accounting. What's the opposite of horticulture? I don't know. Computers, IT, or something along the lines of what happened, Maura? Do you want to explain to me? Was there a eureka moment? Did you chuck the kettle at the wall? Did you smash your favourite lampshade up and go, that's it, I'm off to WIT? What's the story?
Okay, it's not. I suppose it wasn't as dramatic as that now, but I'm from. I live in Kildavin. It's a small village in the Carlow Wexford border near Bunclody. And we'd a family business shop, post office, petrol pumps, the whole lot. My mum retired when she was 70, so the business closed. And then I was working in the local hotel, and then I got a job for an interior designer. I was her PA, an office manager. And the boom happened, which was great, busy out. And then the recession happened. So it was like 2 days a week. 3 days a week, 2 days a week, 1 day a week. And she, at the time, had her own raised beds, and she had her own gorgeous greenhouse, little greenhouse. And I was really interested in this. So I started, I'd always kind of potter around anyway at home in the garden and stuff. So I got interested in that and doing my own veg and planting flowers and seed or sowing seed. And I kind of just started from there. And then I had time So I was on a 1 day a week, and there was a level four in Buntlody. Just one module, 2 days a week, and I did that, and it was really. That was a eureka moment. My God, I can't believe I'm so interested in this.
For those who haven't gone through the horticulture system and also the horticulture system in Ireland, what is a level four that you just mentioned, or what is the level four that you just mentioned, and also where is Buntlody for those who aren't aware?
Buntlody is in County Wexford. It's not County Wexford. The level four I'm talking about, it was plant maintenance, and it's a FITAC level four.
Okay, so FITAC is basically when you get your certificate in Ireland, for those who aren't aware, at the bottom of it says FITAC, and you can go level one to about kind of 20, and you can do a post-secondary school course, and you can do like a FITAC level one, or you can do part of a FITAC first level, which is, so FITAC level one is kind of very entry, and if you got like a, what's it, up to 10 or something like that approximately, so 10 means you're basically a doctor, just to put it at one scale of, okay, so does the outside of Ireland, you now know what we're talking about, we're on the same level. But you took one module, which was just a garden maintenance one. So in the O level in, or was it the O levels and A levels in the UK, I don't know what you call it in the States, but essentially what Maura did was she just studied music, or she just studied English, or she just studied Latin, or whatever the case may be, just one subject in secondary level school, except this is third level, and it was horticulture. All right, okay, is that a fair? Yeah, okay. Okay, and what's the next level after that, Maura?
Well, we did that and sure passed it and everything. And then the VEC in Buntlody were starting up a level five, a FITAC level five horticultural course with 8 modules. So I applied and did that for a year. And that included, like, there was plant science, health and safety, communications, you know, the horrible subjects that you have to do. And plant science and plant identification, a little bit of propagation, soil science, organic production, that kind of thing.
When you start doing that, because I'm gathering you're going to tell me this is the cliche that I hear repetitively, but I'm also hoping you're going to tell me that you've always had a grow or a love for gardening and horticulture. I gather that's the case. I'm getting nodded ahead there. Okay, so I've got that. But I mean, you could have just kept that love as a hobby. And I've always said that one of the things that kind of gets on my nerves is that when I go and see show gardens, people say to me, you know, did you enjoy your day out? And I kind of go, no, because I know how it was put together, and my head just immediately dissects it and splits it up, and horticulturally it reassembles it back again. And it's kind of like it's the reason I don't play golf. It's the reason I don't enjoy, I say enjoy, but like in my spare time going cutting grass, it's just like a continuum of work. You could have kept that as a hobby and always loved it. And now you've gone and put science behind it and studied it. And now when you go look at your mates' gardens and they go, isn't it lovely? And you're kind of going, it's a bit shit, actually. Do you get that?
I understand what you're saying, yeah. For me, it was, I didn't have enough information. I'd get a book, if a seed didn't germinate, I didn't understand why. If my tomatoes didn't produce tomatoes, I couldn't understand why. I don't have a greenhouse, I have a shed with big windows, and I couldn't understand why. So it was, for me, it was, I needed more knowledge to figure it out in my head. A book wasn't doing it for me. So I needed someone to tell me or to teach me what am I doing wrong? And that's what it was. I suppose I'd be interested in learning as well. You know, that you'd have to have some kind of a passion for learning and gain more knowledge and more information. And I suppose that's probably why what drove me, I guess.
So many years have you studied horticulture now? The first year was obviously the first module, which is the garden maintenance thing. Then it was the 8 modules, and now you might say in the big college now. So you're now your third year of horticulture. Do you now look back at advice that you were given as a gardener from people who you maybe looked up to, or are there garden magazines or garden blogs or garden things that you read and you kind of go, geez, you're lying I don't believe what you said isn't right. Are you at the stage where you can say that about it? Have you had? I don't mean to say you've had that opportunity that you give them two fingers, but is there old, like the old wives' tales? I used to always query them, like putting banana skins around the bases of roses, and equally people telling me, you know, you get those gardeners' calendars that in January say, in January you should clip your edges and fertilise your lawn, scarify your lawn. You're going, oh, for God's sake, like it's a snore fest. And then you realise, hold on a second, we've had the highest rainfall levels in Ireland this month, so that list of chores to do in the garden, which is just republished every single year, is wrong. Have you had those moments?
Well, I have one particular one which is really funny. A friend of mine, my tomatoes, going back to my tomatoes, and they weren't. They weren't. I was getting no tomatoes. And they weren't getting bigger, or some of them then now was getting little small ones and stuff. And a friend of mine said, you need to pollinate them. And I went, what do you mean you need to pollinate them? Because they're in my greenhouse, there was no bumblebees or nothing coming in. So I went around with my little paintbrush. Cross-pollinated them and the whole lot. And
just pause it there. Explain to people the pollination bit. You now know what this is, so you can tell people at home what is pollination and also what were you doing with the paintbrush.
Pollination is basically how a seed is formed. It's the fertilisation of the male and the female to form a little ovule, and then that grows into a seed, and that's it.
Okay, so the job of the bees, again, for those who are listening to this, who aren't morers of this world, you've got two flowers. It's what the bee does. He buzzes into one, he buzzes into the other, he takes a bit of one and he mixes it with the other. In short, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so what Maura was doing was replicating what the bee would do. You stick the paintbrush into one, you take it out and you stick it into the other. In short.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay.
In a nutshell.
Okay, so
that worked. And it worked.
It worked?
Yeah, of course it did. It worked. I was surprised, but it did work. And then somebody else had told me that they had take the lower leaves off the tomatoes. And I said, sure, I couldn't understand why someone would do that, but I did it. Sure, what happened? The plant died. But I can't remember, actually. I can't remember why they told me to do that now.
We're going to pause it for Song of the Week. We're at Sod Show on Twitter. We're facebook.com/TheSodShow. All of the show notes for today's show and a lovely picture of Maura is up on sodshow.com. If you know the thing with the lower leaves, send us a note on the Twitter machine, will you? Brian, back to you in the studio. Do you know what about that? Do you, Brian? Do you?
Chelsea 3, Arsenal 0. Oh, sorry, back to the Sod Show. Sorry, I've been caught moonlighting on the soccer programme. 103.2 Dublin City FM. Should you take leaves from the lower edges of a tomato plant? Brian, what would he know? On intermediates, you should remove the lower leaves once you have over 20 branches. This is if you sucker to one main stem. Only remove 3 branches at one time, otherwise the plant could dehydrate due to too many open wounds. So it looks like, yes, you can, but you'd want to know what you're doing. Didn't I sound authoritative? Isn't the internet great? 103.2 Dublin City FM. It's time for Song of the Week. Tonight, the Sod Show are going out on the town to the Seamus Ennis Centre in Knoll, and we're going to see the Henry Girls. Yes, they're playing there tonight, but I'm not going to play the Henry Girls right now. These girls are from Norway, and they're called Katzenjammer. And this is a song called Play My Darling Play.
103.2 Dublin City FM, sodshow.com for all of the podcasts, and also iTunes and Stitcher. So Android on iPhone, search The Sodshow or Sodshow. It should come up for you. Anything else at Sodshow on the Twitter machine, you'll get us. I think that's enough mentions of me. You want me to tell you how many times you won best podcast? No, I'm joking. Okay. Carly Simon, you're so vain. Still in my company, Maura. Maura, the one thing I seem to be getting about the students, now students who did something else before that as versus leave school and then go straight into college, is number one, there's almost like a business plan in place before you make that jump where you have to sit down and kind of have a family boardroom meeting and say, okay, here's what's going to happen. My mom does this. Here's what's going to happen financially. You're not allowed cake on a Friday anymore. You're not allowed to walk the dog. Give me that jacket. We're bringing it back to the shop. You can keep that jacket. It's cold outside. And how far away from Waterford do you live is the first question, I suppose.
I live about an hour and 15 minutes from here.
Okay, so but you do the accommodation thing a little bit different. How does that work for you?
Well, in first year, I drove up and down every day. Yeah. I don't know how I did for the whole year. I don't know how I did it, up at 5:30 or whatever every morning and back, not back home till 6:00. And anyway, so in second year, then I stayed down 2 nights a week, and which was great. It broke the journey and gave me time to do more study. And then this year, because it's third year, the most important year of your life, I stay down Monday to Friday.
Is it that important that you leave the good looking man who you're married to for 5 days? I asked this very naively, but is it that important?
Yeah, it is. It really is, because if you're spending maybe 3 hours in a car, that's 3 hours you can't study. And as well as that, you go home then, and by the time you get home, you're so tired, you don't even want to open a book. And then as well as that, it's like, you have the car, we need this, will you bring me here, will you bring me there, will you bring me, you know, will you get this for me? You know, you're drawn, you're nearly caught, you're pulled every which way. So it's just easier for me and for... Well, I suppose it's easier for them too. I'm not around. But it's just easier for me that I can concentrate on studying and pass exams.
Is it a case if you're going to put your heart and soul into it, then you literally put your heart and soul into it? And by the way, honey, it means I'm basically leaving you on your own for 9 months. Is that the fairest way to put it?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it works really well.
Look, I got to say, I was a Dublin guy and I studied not too far away from Waterford Institute. I studied over in Kildalton. I rarely went home the weekends to see my mom. Hindsight, maybe there might be an element of regret about that, but isn't hindsight a wonderful thing? But I know I used to get an hour and a half in the morning, somewhere between 6 and 9 o'clock before I started. I know I did 2 hours between 5 and 7. I had 3.5 hours studying done every single day. And then I had 8-10 hours over the weekend, be it Saturday or Friday and Sunday, because I was kind of left in the middle of rural Ireland on my own. So I can kind of empathise with Maura, and I got to spend relaxing time nonetheless, figuring out the bits that maybe were a little bit more difficult in the horticultural section of it. What's been the stumbling blocks for you, Maura? What's been the hard bits where you've turned around, banged your head in the desk and went, I just can't do it anymore? Did you hit one of those brick walls along the way?
I did, yeah, last semester. Definitely, I was going to throw it all. I was going to pack it all in. It nearly broke me. That lit review, the literature review that we had to do, nearly broke me for our big project.
What's, again, for those who've never come through the system, what's a literary review and how does it work and what do you have to submit for it?
Okay, you pick a subject for your project and you have to then find out the literature that has been published in connection with your project and review it, and you'll have... like your methodology and stuff of what way you're going to set up your project, and this will back up what you're going to do, basically.
So I'm half grasping it. You don't review a book. It's not that kind of a review.
No, these are published papers.
Oh, so you write the book, in short. I suppose you do.
You get it all together and you put in. It's called a literary review. It's a bound. Well, it's not a big book, but no.
It's the equivalent of a thesis.
Well, similar.
Similar
to a thesis, but not as detailed as such.
Okay, that is a lot of hard work. Yours was specifically based upon. Do you want to tell me that?
Yeah, it was based on a species of maple that I was trying to propagate from seed.
Wow, there's a funny thing, folks, with 17th century and 18th century and all that kind of gardening stuff. We already know the information. It's just a case maybe of reassembling it when it's totally new. Is that what you were trying to get to?
Yeah, basically I tried to break the dormancy of the Acer, I'm being Latin now, of the Acer seed to see could I get it to germinate. And dormancy is really why seeds don't germinate. And I tried four or five different methods to break the dormancy. But unfortunately, I'm not having a whole lot of luck.
Yes, indeed. There's empathy from gardeners in all corners of the globe. I would suggest if you talk to the likes of Pat Fitzgerald, I'm sure there are bang your head moments down there, Pat. I would suggest those who have the facilities to do what Paul Smith has been doing with snowdrops. You know about Paul's project, which is the slicing and the dicing essentially, but also the propagating. It's a little bit of something that maybe you can't do. Definitely at what Moore is at, it's not something you'd really be kind of doing too much of in your potting shed. You've obviously stuck with the story, Maura. We're here today and we're talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and just getting back to the project, it's just while I know I said that the literary review nearly broke me, and it really nearly did. Looking back, I enjoyed every minute of it, and I never thought I'd admit that. I loved it. Looking back, I loved it. I loved the research end of it.
What's the next level? The Sideshow returns to meet Maura in 3 years' time. Where do we find you? What are you going to be doing? Are you going to be pottering around the garden with just greater knowledge, looking over the hedge and kind of going, I'd love to sneak in at night time and rearrange their garden just for the crack? Or are you going to be on, where's it going to bring you? Where's the road going to go?
Well, next step is I've applied to do the add-on year level 8, and I'll hopefully do that. I'd love to teach. Yeah, I'd love to teach. So that's where I'd love to be, whether it be in FITEC level or higher level than that, I'm not sure, but I'd love to teach.
Do you think you'd be a good teacher?
I think I'd be a fantastic teacher. Of course I think I'd be a fantastic teacher. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, no, I'd be crap.
Where did you get this level of confidence from? I'm gathering, considering we're the only garden radio show in the country, and you haven't done this kind of thing before, but where did that level of confidence come from in you?
College. Really? Absolutely. Absolutely. It opened a whole new world to me. And I've grown. I'm like a seed. I've just grown.
If I gave you a karaoke microphone, would you be first up on stage?
Well, I wouldn't be first up on stage because it'd take me so long to go through the book to figure out which song I'd sing. And then I'd have to go to the bar a few times first, but I would definitely get up and sing.
What would you be singing, Maura?
Pearl's a Singer is my party piece, yeah. What? Pearl's a Singer, oh, now. Am I showing my age?
I don't know.
Yeah, Elkie Brooks.
Elkie Brooks. Wow, there's a name I haven't heard in a while. Maura, I will, hand on my heart, look forward to the next time we meet again. It really has been a genuine pleasure to meet happy people, another happy effort in a world gone mad. It really is genuine, and I cannot wait to come back and do Sideshow Part 2 with you. It's personally, it'll be a personal pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and it really has been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you so much to us. Pleasure to meet you.
Brian, it's back to you in the studio.
Manchester City won, Liverpool didn't.
Pearl's a singer. She stands up when she plays the piano.
What a wonderful interview with Moira. Thank you, Peter. This has been The Sod Show, with thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Check them out, www.greensacks.ie. Find them in the supermarket where you can drop them in your trolley. With thanks to Katrina Redmond on the blogs. We're all off to see the Henry Girls tonight. If you're on Henry Street in Dublin between now and 6 o'clock or whatever, check out walkinmyshoes.ie. They're having their big Walk in My Shoes day today. Until next Friday at 3, do take care. Talk to you then. Bye-bye.